The Conservatives say stealth taxes will go up under Labour. Labour accuse the Tories of not controlling extremists in their party. So long and thanks for all the fish. Douglas Adams, the man behind Hitchhiker's Guide, has died.
And that bleak announcement was how a stunned public learned of the tragic and untimely death of Douglas Adams, who died of a sudden heart attack in California at the absurdly young age of 49. Within minutes of the news, thousands of Hitchhiker fans rushed to post messages of shock and sympathy on Douglas's website, and close friends and colleagues paid solemn but affectionate tribute to his talent, his humour, and his generosity of spirit. I'm Simon Jones, and through Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas played a huge part in my life, for which I shall always be grateful. He was a dear friend, and I miss him greatly. It is therefore my particular pleasure to present this album of highlights from his career. Douglas had a very short career at the BBC, but a very long association with it. In fact, over 26 years. And during this time, his range of interests, passions, and obsessions widened enormously, literally covering the alphabet, from atheism to zoology. So, for the next 3 hours or so, here's A Hitchhiker's Guide to Douglas Adams, a hop, skip, and the odd jump through the A to Z of his career, starting with A, for animals, such as the aye-aye. The aye-aye is a very rare kind of nocturnal lemur, and in April 1985, Douglas was invited by zoologist Mark Carwardine to join him on an expedition to Madagascar in search of this rare creature. At the time, well, let Mark explain.
I was working for the World Wildlife Fund at the time, and we came up with the idea to invite a range of different writers who had no obvious connection with wildlife or conservation to go on amazing expeditions to look for something, some rare animal. And we came up with the idea to invite Douglas to look for about the strangest animal on the planet, called an aye-aye. And we thought this might appeal to Douglas. We did manage to see an aye-aye, just for a fleeting glimpse for about 10 seconds. I think he thought it was, you know, sort of a creature from outer space. And he started thinking about why such animals should evolve and the absurdity of some of the things that have evolved. And said, well, why don't we do some more of this? And we put together this year-long trip.
Over the next year or so, Douglas and Mark duly made plans to set off around the world to examine the plight of other endangered species, armed only with a tape recorder and a passion for wildlife. In September 1986, Douglas appeared on the Terry Wogan talk show to publicise the project.
But you're about to go off on another series of a kind of wildlife expedition. Now, I've seen the prospectus for this,
right,
and I don't believe it. I don't believe that there's anything called an aye-aye.
Oh, the aye-aye, I've been to see, and this is actually what sparked off this whole series of expeditions. About 18 months ago, for the Observer in the World Wildlife Fund, I was sent to Madagascar to look for this creature, the aye-aye, which is the rarest of the lemurs, and is actually one of the rarest animals in the world. Estimates vary from 12 to maybe a few hundred. And very, very, very few people in the world have actually seen one of these creatures, which is a little sort of, it's like a large cat with ears like a bat and sort of beaver's teeth. And the strange sort of, it looks to sort of pass you as if there's something terribly interesting happening in another world over your shoulder. And I'm one of the very, very few people in the world who's actually seen one, because they're nocturnal, they live in the rainforest at night, and it always does rain in the rainforest. And
are you sure that you're not making all this up?
No, it's absolutely true. We got a photograph.
Well, I hope you find them. The kakapo.
The kakapo, which is a flightless parrot.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You don't convince me. But I wish you success in finding them. Douglas Adams.
Thank you very much.
However, the adventure did not begin immediately. It took Douglas the next 18 months or so to fulfill his contract for the first Dirk Gently book. But eventually, Douglas and Mark were indeed to be discovered in a boat going up the Amazon in search of the extremely rare Amazonian manatee. And in case you're wondering what that is,